A very good morning to you, and welcome to Neocony View. I'm Peter Newman, and we find ourselves at the Tillamook Public Library in Tillamook. So if you hear, you normally think of the library, it's going to be very, very quiet, but if you hear a child walking by, yelling, followed by a librarian going, shh, you'll know what that's all about. My guest this morning, we are talking with Christina Taddy, who is an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer with Food Roots here in Tillamook County. And we will be joined by Shelley Bow, who is the program manager for Food Roots. And welcome, Christina.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, you are an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer and from Wisconsin, you say?
Yep, from Wisconsin.
What brought you out here? How did that all work?
Well, I graduated in May, and I'm looking to go back to school for nonprofit management, and so this seemed like a good fit. And I've always been interested in gardening and sustainability and microenterprise development, so Food Roots really drew my eye, and I came out here because I wanted to be on the coast and the mountains, and seemed like a really good location.
What was your major?
Public relations and Spanish.
Oh, really? Really?
Yep.
Oh, I can see how both of those could come in very handy in this line of work.
Yeah.
Well, when you came out here, what was the orientation like? Did you have a specific program in mind that you were going to be working with?
Yep. I was hired to start the Individual Development Account program at Food Roots, and this is a match savings program for low to moderate income individuals where they save $1 and it gets matched with $3, and it's for anyone who wants to start or expand a food system business. So that was my project that I got hired for, and I started that up last year in 2009. We enrolled 4 participants into the program, and this year we're hopefully going to enroll 5 more.
You know, with the economy, what it is for many people, the question of relating to food is, how do I get some? You know, how can I raise a family and get good, affordable food? In your experience around here, or maybe even back home, is that a problem we should all be concerned with?
Yeah, well, especially on the coast, we've talked about in the past there being not enough access to locally grown healthy food, especially for low-income individuals. And that's starting to improve. The farmers markets now accept food stamps and WIC vouchers. But there still is a need on the coast for more people to grow and produce more food for them to buy.
Also, I think is it also education? I mean, you know, you go drive by fast food places that are marketing $1 hamburgers, and that's on the face of it a pretty good deal, and if you're low income you may be tempted, but of course nutritionally it's a disaster.
Right, nutritionally it is, and it's also an obstacle for people that don't know how to grow their own food, and that's one thing that Food Roots works to provide the resources and seeds and help people to learn how to grow their own food and what the nutritional benefits are to growing it and eating healthy.
Now here we are in a fairly healthy agricultural community with farming and dairy. How is it that we are distant from our food sources?
Well, it really depends. A lot of the farms around here are dairy farms and not necessarily vegetable farms, and they're not growing food that you can buy directly from the producer, and so that's one of the obstacles. Or you're going to Safeway or other big stores that you then ship it. The food is traveling very far, and so you're using those gas miles, and it's polluting the environment. And so if you can buy it directly from the producer, that really helps.
Talk a little bit about the AmeriCorps Vista program in general. I mean, it's such a right-headed thing, and I know it was very, very much on people's radar screens in the 60s and early 70s, and then it at least in some areas, the public consciousness, it just sort of dropped off the map. But it's always been there. It's always been with us, and it's done so many good things.
Yeah, actually, last year, Obama increased funding to the AmeriCorps program. And so there are even more serving within the United States. And this program, you have individuals that work at nonprofits all across the U.S., and we work at 105% of the poverty rate of where you live. And you're committed to a year of service. And so I got hired at Food Roots in August, and I'll be working here until the following August. And you work to, the VISTA program is to reduce or eliminate poverty in the area where you're working. So you work in poverty-related programs.
And do you sort of sign up and kind of go through a long list of things until you see something on the list that captivates you? How does that work?
It's like applying for a job. There's a website, and you go to it and you read through all the job descriptions and find, you can search it by location, so you get to pick where you want to go and what kind of job you're looking for. And so I was really looking for some kind of food system job, and I wanted to move out to Oregon. So I searched those criteria, and that's how I found Food Roots.
You found yourself in from one dairy state to...
Yes, one cheese state to another cheese area.
How's the cheese around here?
It's good.
Okay, good. Well, what specifically in the program that you do, how do you get the word out to people that this would be a good thing for families or individuals to become involved with, or businesses?
Well, Shelley works a lot within the schools, and it's a lot of teaching the next generation the benefits of growing your own food and eating healthy. We have a couple different clubs that she works with, the Green Thumbs Garden Club and the Root Troop, which is an after-school garden club, and we usually work with about 5 to 6 individuals at a time, and they're really working on growing their own food. We also have Pie Night, where we showed a movie and then had a discussion afterwards about the importance of locally grown food. And we also do other events. We have a community table at the farmers market, and so that's where small producers can come and share their food and sell it at the community table.
Farmers markets are something that's really taken off in the last few years. It's really gratifying to see. Plus, they're a lot of fun.
It is. They are a lot of fun, and it's a good place to go. And that's why Food Roots started the community table. And the community table is a place where anyone who sells less than $500 in produce can come and bring your food to the community table at the Tillamook Farmers Market, and we'll sell it there for you for 20% commission. And so it's a way for people that, you know, maybe just had so many cucumbers this year and don't know what to do with them, they can sell them at that table.
And if somebody wants to do that, they just get in touch with Food Roots?
Yep. Actually, you just show up before the farmer's market starts and come to the community table stand, and you price all of your own things, and then you can come back at the end and pick up your leftovers and your how much money you made.
How do they know how to price it?
We'll help you out if you don't know, or you can look around if you... look around at other stands, or if you're just wanting to get rid of it.
If you have a lot of cucumbers, whatever you get is better than
right, exactly.
letting them turn up in lots of cucumber salads. Shelley Bowe is the program manager for Food Roots, and we welcome you to Neocone View. Good morning.
Good morning.
The big picture about food in our area, when you think about what's going on in the economy, the issue of food probably first and foremost is how do I make sure I get some on my plate these days for a lot of people. Is that the big picture, or are we talking also quality of food and sourcing? And this could go off in about 5 million different directions.
It sure could. And that's one of the challenges, is to communicate that we're talking about a food system. And certainly access is an issue for some people. If you're low income and you don't have the money to go to the store, there's an issue there. You get to the end of the month and you don't have your food stamps. They haven't stretched for the entire month. But just food access, most of it is available. You go to the store, you see it there, you don't think about it. And the fact is, when we produce and consume food that is more from our region and from our state, we're supporting our local economies. Food Roots is really interested in seeing increased production and increased access, because we feel like it's really important for the economy, it's also important for the environment, and it's important for our social fabric.
How about quality of food? Organic, locally sourced, and what is organic anyway?
Well, and that's a big issue throughout the industry. Because organic is a certain set of standards that's been established by our federal government now, and a lot of those standards are hard for small producers to achieve. The criteria for becoming organically certified, it's very, very extensive. A lot of management practices. Some folks are opting for not being certified organic, but rather sustainable agriculture is kind of the term that's used. And that's making sure that your production techniques are within line of being sustainable, but not necessarily having that stamp of organic. And a lot of times people will choose food that is produced sustainably closer to home over organic. You can buy organic produce that comes from Chile, from China, but, you know, again, how sustainable is that when you're shipping that, say, 8,000-10,000 miles?
How did Food Roots get started? Can you give us the thumbnail history of the whole idea?
Yeah. I started working in community gardens in 1999, and at that time, CARE, the Community Action Agency in Tillamook County, was the organization we were operating under. And we had the good fortune to meet a woman, Sharon Thornberry, who works for Oregon Food Bank, and she introduced us to the concept of community food security. And again, that the concept of community food security is that there's a more localized and accessible food source, and that all people, regardless of their income, have access to quality and socially appropriate food. And so we did a number of programs when we were working at CARE. And then in 2006, it became apparent that we needed to focus a lot of our energy in this area, in this region, on a number of these food issues. And so the decision was made to form a nonprofit organization, and that was Food Roots, that would focus on those issues specifically. So we continued with community gardens. We expanded our education and outreach programs. We conducted a community food assessment, which is a community-based analysis of what's in our food system. And with the help of OMEN and the microbusiness component, we're now working pretty extensively with microbusiness, small food and farm businesses.
Christina, you just started, in effect, working in this area when you came out here. Did you grow up in a rural community?
I did. I grew up in I grew up in Wanakee, Wisconsin, and so it's pretty rural. I was surrounded by dairy farms where I lived too.
So you probably weren't looking at it with any kind of a professional eye, but are the food and food access, those kinds of issues, are they similar here to what your experience is?
Yes, I think they're similar all across the country, I would say.
Given that, are there things that you are learning here that you can transmit to, I'm sure there are equal organizations around the country, or vice versa, that you are picking up from colleagues around the country that can be applied here?
There's an incredible network that is going on in community food organizations and programs. We learn a lot from each other. Within Oregon, there's folks in Hood River, an organization called Gorge Grown. In Western Washington County, there's an organization, Adelante Mejeras. Let me think here. Who are the folks in the central part? Trying to think.
Sounds like they're all over.
Oh, they're all over the place. What's really exciting is that the rural communities have a different set of issues than the more urban areas. And it seems like they're a little, partly because I think, you know, gathering people together and getting focused on an issue as complex as a food system and prioritizing, you know, what do we really need to, you know, look at, what do we really need to address. So often, you know, we're already doing that work, and so taking time to make those connections and build those networks and collaborations, they do take time. But we're pretty excited. We've been working with Clatsop County folks on a North Coast Food Guide, which is an inventory of local production so that the consumer can have a better way, an easier way to access that local food. A lot of exchange of, you know, materials, information, resources, brainstorming, training, We've got a lot we can share and learn.
Our guest this morning on Neocone View, Shelley Bow, who is the program manager at Food Roots, and AmeriCorps Vista volunteer Christina Taddy, who's spending the year with us working on that as well. You know, you go into a supermarket and you see produce or meat at what appear to be pretty reasonable prices, and the temptation is not to put the dots together to figure out that maybe that, $1.99 a pound ground beef may not be the best thing on a whole lot of levels. How do you get people to start rethinking the way that they approach the food that we eat? I don't want to pick on supermarkets, but, you know, it's more a mindset.
Well, without the supermarkets, you know, we'd have a hard time accessing
food.
It's they're a very important piece of the chain. I think the number one thing is asking where that food came from. You know, who produced that food? What is the country of origin? Because cheap food is very much subsidized in this country. And when you think about, you know, the true cost of those grapes that, you know, we're getting in the spring from Chile, I mean, there's a whole other cost behind that the consumer often doesn't see.
Well, do you ever see a day that, let's say, local beef or lamb might be readily available in a Safeway or a Fred Meyer?
I have heard that if 10 customers ask a store to have a product or to consider carrying a product, oftentimes there will be a change, because they figure if 10 people ask, 100 people are thinking it. The challenge with some of the larger stores is, you know, their management and distribution system is usually, you know, quite a ways away. So being able to procure those items, you're independently, locally owned stores oftentimes have a little more flexibility in their procurement practices.
But they have trouble competing on price.
Yeah. But truly, if the customer, the demand for this kind of food is continuing to grow for a variety of reasons, and, you know, they do have that flexibility. I mean, you know, the management hierarchy is not quite, you know, it's not quite so vertical.
What about some of the programs that take place in the school? Notice you've got a couple of programs taking place in Tillamook area, junior high and high schools.
We've got three programs we are currently running during the school year right now. We're working with the Tillamook Options Program TOPS. That's the alternative high school at Wilson School. And we have a weekly Green Thumbs Garden Club. We work with five high school kids who came together. They've been volunteering with us over the last year or so, but this year, after talking to their teacher, Rachel Sipp, we decided we wanted to do a little bit more of a formal program and set some really specific goals and put some activities behind those goals. So these kids came together and we all sat down and talked about what was possible, and we tried to listen to what those kids really wanted to accomplish and get behind the reasons why they wanted to be involved. So they have pretty much started a program that this will be the first year, but they are putting in raised beds at the Wilson School and making those accessible for the culinary arts class to be able to have fresh herbs, edible flowers, and greens on site. And they're also working with us at our Sacred Heart Food Bank garden. The other program, at the junior high, we do a garden club on Friday mornings. That's an elective program. The kids that are involved in that, they get to choose if they're going to participate in that class. And it is fast and furious, 45 minutes on Friday mornings. And what's so nice about that program is we have a 20 by 50 foot hoop house that allows us to grow year-round. We can get outside in the rain and still stay dry. And we've got lettuce and arugula and spinach that we're harvesting right now at that site. And then after school on Wednesdays, we have a program that runs for an hour and a half. It's called Root Troop. And Root Troop was a senior project started by a Tillamook High School senior. And it's a less structured, but definitely get your hands in the dirt, have fun, have an after-school snack, talk about food and food systems, but also, you know, be involved in planting and growing and harvesting and tasting and, you know, kind of running around and being silly after school.
Christina, do you get into the schools at all?
I do. I do some events in the schools. We had a salsa day at the junior high, and we took a group of kids out to the greenhouse or out to the hoop house, and they picked all their own tomatoes and green peppers and made their own salsa, and that was one event. I usually come in for special events.
Is there a sense that you get that a lot of people in rural communities, at least around here, think, well, okay, I'm going to graduate from high school, and I'm out of here. In which case, perhaps getting into an agricultural field may not line up with their plans. Do you have to do any kind of a sell job for how important agriculture is?
Yeah, some people don't realize, and especially people only, when they think of farming, they think of big farming. And for a lot of people, it can be, you know, a small farm can add to supplemental income, to have your own vegetable stand or, you know, sell at the farmer's market. And a lot of people doesn't even cross their mind to start that kind of business. So we do. I have done presentations at the high school and at the middle school, and just letting them know the options that are out there, and starting up a small farm or a little micro enterprise could be a good way to earn a little bit extra cash.
So it's really a way of kind of turning what could be a negative into a positive, telling people
that
there's a sort of, as you say, microeconomy that can be achieved just by doing that.
Right.
Our guest this morning on Neocone View is AmeriCorps Vista volunteer Christina Tatty, who is working this year with Food Roots. It's a one-year program. You're here?
Yes.
So we only have you until August?
Yeah.
Oh. And then do you go someplace else in the country, or how does that work?
Well, the AmeriCorps Vista year is only for 1 year, mm-hmm. And then I don't know what I'm going to do next.
Well, dream.
Yeah.
You know, you're just graduated from college, which means you're probably at a closer age to a lot of the high school students that you come in contact with, and their teachers, or
right.
Certainly their parents. Are they able to relate to you, and sort of you become, in a sense, a kind of a realistic role model for what they might be able to do post-graduation? Have you found that at all?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of the high school students have never heard of the AmeriCorps Vista program, and it's a really fun way. All of the AmeriCorps programs are a really fun way to go someplace else for a year and have a job and, you know, experience new things. And for them to see someone from, I came all the way from Wisconsin out here, it's like, oh, you know, that'd be kind of cool. I might like to try that out. And so I think it's a fun way for them to see different opportunities that they might have not otherwise thought of.
And, a way of traveling, too. And
right.
So you picked Oregon.
Yeah.
Why?
I always liked living, we had a cottage on Lake Michigan, and I always liked the water, but I thought the ocean was cool, so I wanted to come out by the ocean.
Yeah, but there's Atlantic coast, there's the whole rest
yeah,
of the Pacific coast.
Yeah, but they had
coast.
Mountains here, too.
Oh, okay.
Mountains and ocean, and it just seemed like a really good, lots of kayaking.
Well, we think you made the right decision.
Thanks.
We're all biased. Is the funding for Food Roots pretty stable? Lots of nonprofit groups, especially these days, are struggling. And,
right.
You know, I guess in this case, living hand to mouth probably is more than just a metaphor. But how's Food Roots doing?
Food Roots is grant funded and donation funded. And so last year in June, we got our first grant to have paid staff. And that's how Shelley and we have a 8-hour-a-week volunteer coordinator got paid. But that grant runs out in June. I'm also grant funded. And so we're furiously applying for more grants in coming up in this month. And we're always looking for other ways to raise money. In fact, we're having a fundraising concert coming up on April 11th. Claudia Schmidt is coming, and she's a folk music singer, and she's from the Midwest, and she's coming out here to give a concert at the Tillamook United Methodist Church. That's a fundraising concert for Food Roots.
She gets phenomenal reviews. If you go online and Google Claudia Schmidt, you just get these, you know, reviews that sound like they were written by her family.
Right.
Yeah. She's an incredible performer, and that's coming up Sunday, April 11, 2 to 4. We're at the
Tillamook United Methodist
Church. Methodist Church.
And then afterwards at 4:30, we're having a local foods reception.
Christina, since you've come here, have you had, I guess you'd call it an aha moment in which something just sort of, a little light bulb went off in some area that just, was unexpected, some little flash of insight that was just totally new to you?
For me especially, it was working within the microenterprises in the food system, because I didn't realize how much small producers can really earn an income, a supplemental income. And I think that was really my aha moment of how it's needed for more microenterprises and how that can help revitalize an economy.
One thing we haven't talked about is that's also part of food is restaurants. And it seems to me that's one way of educating the public is by encouraging restaurants to not bring those big trucks in with the prefab food and to again source locally.
Yeah, the challenge that we have there, especially in Tillamook County, is having the volume that a lot of times restaurants need. And so again, I think the key is finding the right match. It's kind of a sort of a matchmaking opportunity where that producer or that farmer needs to find a restaurant that's willing to work with them and maybe adapt some of their menu options and really market it as local. But I feel like we're just in the very beginning of a J-curve of growth in diversified production here. And selling to restaurants and doing direct market sales via farmers markets or community-supported agriculture programs just makes a whole lot of sense if you're trying to make a living doing this. 'Cause if you start with a great, great local product, chances are your product on that restaurant plate is going to be really high quality. It's hard to go wrong if you start with a good product.
Well, we could talk about food, and as you said, just branches out to so many different areas. I wish we could spend more time on this, but I want to give one more shout out to the Claudia Schmidt concert, which is happening in a few weeks, April 11. It is 2 to 4. Location is
at the United Methodist Church on 11th Street, and there's going to be a local foods appetizer reception following from 4 to 4:30.
Tickets, information, telephone number, website, anything you want to throw
in?
Yeah.
Tickets can be purchased through Food Roots. You can purchase them online on our website. That's www.foodrootsnw.org. Or you can give us a call at 503-842-3154, extension 2, and we'll be glad to sell you some tickets that way.
Well, Shelley Bow, Program Manager for Food Roots, and Christina Taddy, who's with AmeriCorps Vista and with Food Roots until August, we thank you so much for joining us, and best luck on something very, very important. Thank you.
Thank you.